Oh, my equipment really hot. Stop going.
Gabbert plants, turns, and he's going for the whole ball of wax, and he's got Cecil Shorts. Shorts catches it! Touchdown, Jacksonville! Oh, my goodness! What a catch by Cecil Shorts! Go to the big hole. He's on the run. They will not catch him. Four races off to the races. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Shotgun snap. With time, he'll turn and throw. And he's got a man. He's on the run. Look at him go. There goes Cecil Shorts. He's going. He's to the 20, the 15, 10, 5. And he's racing. Touchdown. Touchdown, Jacksonville. 80 yards. 80 yards. Oh, my, 80 yards.
This is a time, obviously, I'll remember forever, and I'm so proud of you. And I've kept the sheet of everybody who's here, and they'll be with me forever. Thank you.
He's got a receiver. Cecil's got it. He's on the run. He's going to the end zone. 10-5. Touchdown, Cecil Shorts. He breaks a tackle. He's on the run. Blackman's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's at the 10. 5. Touchdown. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
Inside the West Touchdown Club at Everbank Field today at 4 o'clock. It's live Jaguars.com coverage of the 2013 State of the Jaguars. And welcome in, everybody. J.P. Shadrick with you. We'll be joined by John Osier, senior writer for Jaguars.com, coming up shortly. Today's event has been billed as a comprehensive update of the 2012 season and where it ended, where we stand now. And they'll share some plans of what to expect for the 2013 season coming up. You'll hear from the owner, Shad Khan, today in length of what to be expected in the next few weeks and coming months before the 2013 season. President Mark Lamping will speak, as well as General Manager David Caldwell and Head Coach Gus Bradley. You'll hear from all parts of the organization today, starting off with football operations. That's been the most relevant over the past month or so, at least publicly. With all the hirings and such, it's been a busy month of January for that crew. They'll recap everything and tell you what's next in the coming weeks. Then it'll get interesting on the business side. And honestly, we don't know a lot about what's going to be said today, but we know some of the topics. Ticketing. There could be some changes in season ticket pricing that could be announced today. Some marketing initiatives, branding, a logo change, and lettering. That'll be unveiled today, expected to be at least here in the West Touchdown Club. An update on the London game. It was announced that it was sold out in England last week. What does that mean for season ticket holders here in Jacksonville? We'll find out the answer most likely here today. And potential stadium upgrades here at Everbank Field. So a lot to get to today. And as we said, we don't know a lot about it. We'll learn as you do right here on Jaguars.com as we move along. One part of the organization we do know a lot about is the football side. Let's recap what happened over the month of January. It's been very busy. Of course, the dismissal of Gene Smith as general manager, the hiring of David Caldwell from the Falcons to come in, Mike Mularkey dismissed as the head coach, Gus Bradley brought on from the Seattle Seahawks. They all went to the Senior Bowl in Mobile for their first public appearances in their new positions here in Jacksonville. And then the hiring of the coaching staff. That was a process in Mobile and has since actually close to coming to a close here in Jacksonville over the last couple of weeks. We bring on John Osier. He's a senior writer for Jaguars.com. Another busy January.
Well, first of all, you know it's busy when we get used to this backdrop, right? I mean, we've been here, I think, two or three times now, so it's obviously a busy offseason.
It's part of the culture change. This is really the pinnacle of it, the month of January, right. A new GM, a new head coach. it's all part of a process that Shad Khan had in his head, right?
Well, I think the thing you said is best. Full change around here. You've got the new general manager, the new head coach. That's added an excitement. I'm excited to see what they're going to say today. You get the feeling you're moving in a new direction. The changes today, I think, are going to reflect symbolically what's been going on in the front office the last couple of weeks.
Well, you've had a chance. We both had to visit with Dave Caldwell mm-hmm. and Gus Bradley a number of times, different situations. It seems like they're starting to feel each other out now and work together. They didn't know each other before.
Well, I think what's interesting and exciting, I've talked to him two or three times. I think you've done about the same. All the things that they said in the press conference those first couple of days have really rung true. They're genuine guys. They're very consistent. I think when they hired Gus Bradley, they liked him as a football coach. They also liked him, what he can bring in terms of the energy, in terms of the face of the franchise. He's clearly showing that in his media access, in the way he is around the building. Dave Caldwell said, this guy's going to bring an energy. You're going to feel the change of the culture. I think after a couple weeks, you can definitely see that with Gus Bradley. It's exciting to see that kind of go hand in hand with what's going on today.
Sure.
Next on their immediate radar is the evaluation of personnel. It's been ongoing for Dave Caldwell for some time.
Right.
But now, with the staff being hired, Gus Bradley can jump in the mix, too.
Yeah, I think we'll see the staff completed in the next couple of days. Clearly, that's the next step. Those guys need to get together. They're going to be watching film alone. Different coaches are going to be watching the position groups alone. At some point between now and the combine, which is in a couple of weeks, you're going to see them have the plan that they're going to need going forward. I don't know how much we're going to know about that. A lot of that stuff will be behind closed doors. But I think by the time they come out of the combine, they're going to have a pretty good game plan about what they want to do in terms of player acquisition, who they want to release, who they don't want to re-sign, and sort of how they're going to build the first few months of this free agency, the draft, getting into mini camps in May.
Here's what we know about the schedule coming up for the football side. It starts with the scouting combine in Indianapolis. That's February 20th through 26th. We'll have plenty of coverage right here on Jaguars.com from Indy, so be ready for that. The free agency period, the start of the league year, is actually March 12th. A few days later in Phoenix, the owners' meetings, that's March 17th. Pro days for all the prospects will be scattered out throughout that time. The draft, April 25th, is the first round at Radio City Music Hall in New York. And then OTAs and minicamps have yet to be scheduled. They got to get in there somewhere. So we thought, John, that January was busy for the football guys.
Where's the offseason?
Yeah, it's
there was an offseason at some point.
No, sir.
Well, and it's going to be a fascinating offseason. All those steps that you mentioned, there's a process with each. February, as we mentioned, is being spent preparing for all that. But then you get into pro days, you get into OTAs, you get into all the things we're going to see step by step how this whole thing comes together. As we said, I don't know how much publicly they're going to share about exactly what their game plan is. What's important for them right now is to spend February getting ready so that they're ready for each step. And I think that's going to be the process. But I'm looking forward to the offseason. It's going to be exciting to see who they draft, how this thing starts coming together. I think Jaguars fans have had an idea for the last 4 years sort of how things were going to go. We know what Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley are saying. There's a lot of details that we don't know yet exactly how they're going to try to build this team. That's what's going to be exciting about the next 4 months.
And you may or may not get a vacation in that time, John.
Who needs it?
That's right. It never ends.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's the part we know about is the football side. It's the part we've covered for the past month since the season ended. The part that's been more public than the other.
Sure.
Today, we'll get back on the business side. It'll be a grand presentation here today. As we said earlier, we don't know a lot about the full details of this. We know that the London game will be mentioned a good bit. It was announced as a sellout in England last week.
Right.
What do you expect to hear today, John?
What do you expect to hear?
That's a good question. Yeah.
You tell me. And it's been quiet. You know, when you've got announcements, which I think everybody's expecting announcements along these lines today, you want to have some energy, you want to have some pop to those announcements. So I think the idea was, let's have people be interested, let's take a look at it, let's get some buzz to go along with what's going on in the field. There's a lot of synergy in this, I think. You know, as we talked about at the top, they've got people in place in the front office. I think today, now we're going to find out sort of how all that's going to come together and how this team's going to be presented going forward. Shad Khan bought the team last year. I think he's spent a lot of this year really preparing to figure out exactly the right steps, the right bold steps to take going forward. it's going to be very interesting to see what they've come up with and sort of the new identity going forward.
And let's get serious. I mean, sure. Shad Khan is an engineer.
Right.
And he wants a process of how things will work.
Correct.
And that's exactly what he's done in that process.
Well, so, you know, I think some people sort of expected something like this and some major change, some major direction change last January. But I don't know when the last time you took a job was, you know, just this last year. You weren't ready to come in and make major changes immediately. It's a smart thing to come in, get the lay of the land, figure out what direction you want to go. There was no point in making bold change last year, only 6 months later to figure out, well, that bold change wasn't the right idea. Let's figure out. So my impression is he's taken a year. He's observed. He's obviously a very smart guy. He talked a lot during the season about what you just said, being an engineer. I think we'll see those processes come to light. He's reached some decisions, obviously, about the direction that they want to take going forward, and it has been a process to get to right here.
And it happens with every new owner in the league, right?
Right.
It takes about a year or so to kind of get your feet, your sea legs underneath
right.
you, if you will, right?
And what you don't want as a fan or as somebody involved with the team is for the guy to come in within 3 weeks and start saying, I'm going to make sweeping change. This is going to be this way, when he doesn't really know the league yet. Shad said at the very beginning, often, when he first bought the team before you were here, hey, you know, I don't know this yet. I don't know exactly what I'm doing yet. And you got the impression, and I believe he said this, he's smart enough to know what he didn't know. So that year has been a process of figuring that out. And he talked a lot, even at midseason, when the media talked to him about what he was going to do with Gene Smith, what he was going to do on the football side. He was very cautious not to make quick trigger changes. Because I think he realized if you make a quick trigger change on Wednesday in October, all of a sudden you're making another quick trigger change on Thursday in December, and then in January, and then in February. So I think he wanted to know a lot of things about how to do this long term. And you get the feeling when he talked in the press conference when Dave Caldwell was hired, he thinks he's figured some stuff out. He's a little more ready to make major change now. I think he believes he's smarter. Mark Lamping's been here a year. He was in baseball before. Now he's been in the NFL. You know, even though these guys are obviously very smart, successful guys, there's still a learning process for these people, and I think we're going to see some of what they've learned today.
We're live on Jaguars.com, and we're about 5 minutes away from the presentation. Actually, less than that. They're coming up the escalator right now. We've heard a lot of rumors about a logo change.
Sure.
And we're expecting to see a new
logo change.
We're expecting to see
Twitter or Facebook.
Some kind of new logo or lettering or combination today. It doesn't happen often. When it does, it's a big deal.
Right. It's been, 18 or 19 years since the team started play. They've always had the same logo, the same identity. You get the idea that whatever Shad does, whatever these people do, it's going to be a bold change of direction. And you know what? 20 years with one look, I don't think it's going to be a drastic look in terms of, I don't think they're going to be coming out in orange and red, put it that way. You know, I think you're going to see something that's along the lines of what has been there before and with a new energy. And that's what Shad's been about from the beginning. He didn't want to erase the past. He doesn't want to forget that there was a Jaguars before. Let's take what's here, make it better, streamline it. Certainly over the last 10 years, the franchise has needed some new breath, some new energy. Shad and Mark Lamping, a lot of people are providing that. Gus Bradley now. So my sense is you'll see this reflect that.
We'll hear from Shad Khan today. Mark Lamping, David Caldwell, Gus Bradley, the football side, are also expected to make some shorter remarks. But today is really all business side today. So Mark Lamping will have the bulk of this press conference this afternoon. It is a packed room here in the West Touchdown Club. Almost standing room only. No, all the seats behind us are not quite filled yet. Absolutely.
I mean, there's an energy here. I'm not sure you can see it on camera, but it's exciting. It's a buzz, and I'm looking forward to this.
Let's go to the stage now. Shad Khan will lead the way, the owner of the Jaguars, the 2013 State of the Jaguars, live on Jaguars.com.
If we get everybody to take a seat so we can get started, really appreciate it.
Oh, somebody left this up here. Does anybody know whose this is? Just kidding, Vito. There you go. Good afternoon, everyone. Our goal today is to provide an update on some key initiatives for 2013. And for the first time, giving you a little deeper look into how our business actually operates. We'll have some prepared remarks and available to answer any follow-up questions at the completion of our presentation. Before we begin, we have a lot of very special guests here today, several members of the Jacksonville City Council, others from the regions outside of Jacksonville, and thank you very much for making the effort to be with us today. This is an important day for us. Before we begin, I'd also like to introduce a few of the very important people you'll hear from today. First, our owner, Shad Khan, our new general manager, David Caldwell, and our new head coach, Gus Bradley. And I'd like to thank my many colleagues who are in attendance this afternoon, many of them hanging around back there. I guess they heard about the free appetizers and drinks afterwards, so we got a pretty good turnout this afternoon for their passion and commitment to achieve the great things that are ahead for this franchise. The Super Bowl was Sunday, and the 2012 season is history. Our new season begins today, and this event serves as our first formal outreach as we embark upon a new era for the Jacksonville Jaguars. In fact, in the weeks ahead, we will personally connect with our fans through a series of town hall meetings. The schedule is up on the screen, and as you can see, we will be holding these forums at locations throughout the region, beginning on Tuesday, February 25th. These will essentially be open forums for discussion on all topics important to Jaguar fans. We'll have more information to share on these town hall meetings in the days ahead. Now, as I noted earlier, last season is last season. We've put it in the past, but more important, all of us did not want to wait one day to get started on 2013, not only in charting the course for the future, but to establish and eventually unveil a baseline of principles, values, and guidelines that will steer our franchise in everything we do from this day forward. That is, what is the brand essence of the Jacksonville Jaguars? What is our identity? What do we stand for? What do we represent? Following months of study, collaboration, and discussion with people who love the Jaguars and love Jacksonville, we think we found something that should resonate. And it's inspired our theme for 2013. Let's take a quick look.
Jacksonville is a proud city with a rich military heritage. From the football field to the battlefield, it's home to a pioneering franchise. There have been epic performances and thrilling finishes. Throughout our courageous history, there has been one constant: our fans. They have remained loyal, passionate, and proud. We are moving forward in a new direction with a new attitude. This year marks a bold new beginning for the Jacksonville Jaguars. We are committed to bringing an NFL championship to this city. With our discipline and our determination, we will achieve that success. Now is the time for us to stand united.
Proud, bold, and committed, there's probably no one better who can speak to being all three than our owner, Shad Khan. Shad?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you, everybody, for being here and making the effort to get here. Over the past year, I've spoken to you about the rebirth of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I've been asked if 2-14 is what I had in mind as a rebirth. So I can share with you that's not what was envisioned, but as a matter of fact, we are experiencing a rebirth because an organization and its brand values must stand for something separate from the team performance. So we are forging a new identity as evidenced by really the people. Mark last year as our team president, our hiring of Gus and Dave last month, our international initiatives, and much more. So we now, in my opinion, have the ideal franchise model with incredible leadership on both sides, the business side and the football side, and a game plan for success that won't be limited just on weekends in the fall. I am confident the victories, the wins will come. I also feel that this really is a critical time for us to harness the momentum under a strong brand promise to ourselves, to the fans, and the people we serve, and I'm happy that to be able to share that with you today. So let me review. We are proud. We are rooted in the American spirit and the military values that represent the people in this community. We have a lot to be proud of in Jacksonville, and it is time we express it. We are bold. We are trailblazers leading the way for purposeful change, broadening our reach, pushing forward, and breaking through barriers. That's the very spirit that Jacksonville overcame, helped overcome the odds 20 years ago. This year to be one of the, I believe, the 30th franchise in the NFL. Our brand will be to be bold and ambitious. We will be unafraid. And we are committed. We are dedicated to each other and the Jacksonville community, cultivating meaningful relationships with our teammates, fans, neighbors, every day. Said another way, this is our wow by our organization to be accountable, responsible, and loyal to the concept of achieving greatness. Whenever and whenever greatness is asked of the Jacksonville Jaguars. So proud, bold, committed, you roll those three brand values into one and you have the inspiration fueling our Stand United theme for 2013. Mark will go into that a little bit later, how Stand United will serve as our primary message for the year ahead. A brand platform like this is important for a sports franchise. Many players, coaches will represent the team and city over time. You want them to respect the philosophy that was in place before they arrived and will be in place after they leave. And you want your fans, who are more likely to be with you over the years, to share in the very same mission. For players, coaches alike, nothing, and fans, nothing brings a sports brand to life like a team logo. It symbolically speaks to the passion, excitement, loyalty, confidence, and leadership. If the Jacksonville Jaguars are truly to experience a rebirth and live by our brand, it was time to have a new logo. But not a radical change, something that would bring attention to the ownership or marketing consultants. We wanted to find the right look that is faithful to the past and respects the players and the fans who have rallied around the team, but also bring unmistakably a new energy to the Jaguars franchise. So now it's my honor to unveil the new primary logo for Jacksonville Jaguars, our new symbol for a new generation. So, now that's a cool cat. let me address a logical first question. Is this Jaguar going to be on our helmets this coming season? Yes, it will. And as for other brand changes and the look on the field, I would say, please stay tuned. But we do have additional brand items to share with you today, as well as some other reports in anticipation of the new season, upcoming season. So for more on that, Mark, if I could request for you to come back to the podium, please.
Thanks, Chad. The new logo indeed represents a strong, high-impact look that aligns perfectly with our brand objectives. I want to emphasize, as Shad suggested, we didn't arrive at this new logo by virtue of an impulsive or casual decision. Over many months, we went through a comprehensive branding exercise with the NFL that helped us understand the many and often complex dynamics of entertaining a change in a team logo, or whether a change was even in our best interest. We were motivated to explore this change on numerous fronts, and one of them was the feedback we received from many of our fans who expressed interest in a Jaguar that was a bit more authentic, lifelike, and fiercer. As you can see by its characteristics, our new Jaguar delivers in that regard while retaining the teal accents that have been a signature of the Jaguars brand. We're also making a subtle change in what we call our logo type. Our word mark, Jacksonville Jaguars, is now illustrated as we see here. We've removed the trailing lines from the bottom of the word Jaguars, simplified the color presentation, and streamlined the typeface. You'll note the sharp edges and ends of the lettering mirror the angular sharp edges of our Jaguars' teeth. That's not by accident. It bears repeating. We will be bold, and our new logo type is bold. Finally, as we worked through the logo and rebranding process last year, we frequently found ourselves discussing the influence, the very positive influence, that the military plays in the identity and spirit of the Jacksonville community. It makes no difference whether you serve or not. Here in Jacksonville, we're all part of the military family. So the question was, if the Jaguars truly reflect the values of Jacksonville, and if we're genuinely asking our neighbors to stand united with us, how can we celebrate that through our branding? The result is a new secondary logo, a military-style shield that will be featured on the field next year. This logo was inspired by the badge on a soldier's uniform, proudly emphasizing the meaningful connection between this franchise and the military families who call Jacksonville home. And the common and popular nickname Jags now has a rightful place as an official part of this franchise. Our entire family of logos will immediately be featured in all team assets and materials, from our website to our season ticket materials and everything in between. And the new logos will be at the heart of our Stand United theme for 2013, which connects everyone who believes in the promise and the potential of Jacksonville. We're not blind to the fact that a lot of people doubt this football team and doubt this community, and that's fine. The feeling is here with Shad, Dave, Gus, everyone, all our colleagues. Let's take it as a challenge. But success won't happen unless we all stand united. Stand united for the Jaguars, for Jacksonville, and for each other. Now I'm going to shift gears a bit and provide a brief business overview of the organization and touch on three key areas of interest to our fans: season ticket pricing, our international initiatives, and the work of the Jaguars Foundation. First, let's talk about season tickets. You'll receive more detailed information in a media kit that we've distributed following this event. But here are the highlights of our season ticket plan for 2013. The per game price for season tickets for 80% of the seats in Everbank Field will remain flat in 2013. The per-game price for season tickets in 17% of the stadium will increase. These are seats in high-demand sections of the stadium, with about half of them under existing multi-year contracts that allow for annual ticket price increases at the club's discretion. These ticket prices have remained flat since 2008. If you take those seats out, 9% of the seats in Everbank Field will experience a per-game price increase in 2013. For the remaining seats, we will reduce the per-game price of season tickets in 3% of the stadium by making available close to 1,700 additional seats priced at only $35 per game. Let me reference the chart real quick. Again, as you can see, 80% of our season ticket locations will experience no increase for next year. And actually, since we are only playing 9 home games, it will be less because this year it was 10 home games. There are 1,700 tickets that will experience a decrease. We have 9% of our season ticket locations that will experience an increase, but again, these are under multi-year contracts, and the contract allows us to increase the prices at our discretion. And we have 9% that year-to-year season tickets that will also experience an increase. Let me turn attention a little bit to this 3% that's actually going down. These additional $35 seats will be located at midfield on the east side of the stadium. Current season ticket holders in that price category will have priority to relocate if they wish. And I will add that all of these seats that we made available to our fans last year were sold. So we have lower price tickets that were sold out last year, and because of that demand, we're doubling the capacity. So combined with the 1,500 seats currently at this price point, the Jaguars will offer 3,200 seats at only $35 per game for season ticket holders. We are calling these seats the diehard stand. So in total, when you factor in seats that are held flat, the 80% I referenced, seats with price reductions, 3%, and those with an increase, 17%, the average season ticket price per game in 2013 will be only 2% higher than 2012. As far as single game tickets are concerned, our approach is similar to the season ticket plan, with most seats remaining the same as 2012, with increases only where necessary to protect the cost savings we've traditionally offered to season ticket buyers. I'd like to offer a perspective on our season ticket pricing strategy. Season tickets are the lifeblood of all NFL teams' local revenue stream. While all 32 clubs are fortunate to enjoy the benefits of national revenues, make no mistake, locally generated revenue is vitally important. And in a market like Jacksonville, our ticket revenue is more critical than in most other NFL cities, as many of our other sources of local revenue are influenced by our market size and the size of our corporate base. None of this is a surprise. And because we've had such solid fan support over the years, we've been able to operate sufficiently, but maybe less than optimally, given our average season ticket price. Last year, the Jaguars had one of the lowest average ticket prices in the National Football League, and we expect to remain in that group in 2013. As you can see, a full 80% of our seats heading into next season are priced beneath the 2012 league average. The Jaguars also have the lowest fan cost index in 2012, as reported by the industry newsletter, Team Marketing Report. This report compared by team the cost to attend an NFL game when you include ticket price, food, drinks, souvenirs, and parking. As you can see, it was 23% less expensive to attend a Jaguar game last year than the NFL average. likely have a similar ranking in 2013. And that's good news for Jaguars fans whose support, again, has been extraordinary. The volume of tickets sold is not an issue, thanks to our great fans. Let me try to put this in perspective. Last season, we made great progress. Sold. As this chart illustrates, we went ranked 20th in the National Football League in terms of tickets sold, which puts us very close to the NFL average. And if you look at this, our average last year was just a little bit over 65,000 tickets per game. The average team in the NFL was just a couple thousand more than that. But as the next chart shows, even though we were 20th in terms of tickets sold, we were dead last in the NFL in terms of ticket revenue per seat retained by the team. This has a huge impact on the total revenue we generate locally. Our position relative to other NFL teams in terms of total local revenue has changed significantly since the Jaguars arrived in Jacksonville in the mid-1990s. As this chart illustrates, from 1995 to 2011, which is the last year that data is available, the Jaguars have gone from number 2 in the league to number 29 in terms of total local revenue. We need to fix this. If we do not, we threaten the financial stability of the franchise in Jacksonville. So our obligation, and it's an essential obligation, is to grow our local revenue at a rate faster than the industry average. And as I explained earlier, given the importance of ticket revenue to our overall local revenue performance, it is critical that we increase our average ticket price in ways that both accommodate the needs of our fans as well as the needs of the team. One way to do that is through strategic pricing, which calls for price increases where supplies are lowest and demand is highest. That's what we did this year. Another way to generate incremental local revenue is to develop new premium price ticket products, such as all-inclusive packages and on-field seating. And we hope to offer both these next season with the introduction of upper-level loge boxes as well as field seats. Now, more details will be available in the weeks ahead, but briefly, we can tell you the upper loge boxes and field seats will feature a blend of access, hospitality, and amenities that will provide a unique experience for businesses and fans alike. The great byproduct of implementing these new higher-priced seating options is that if we're successful, it helps relieve the pressure to increase ticket prices across the board at EverBank Field. Now, I should also add that every dollar that our sponsors invest with the franchise also helps reduce the pressure to raise ticket prices. So, to Jaguar fans everywhere, please support our sponsors because they are working very hard on your behalf. This also gives me the opportunity to emphasize that it's important to the Jaguars that all fans, whether you're a season ticket holder or come for one game a year, to have the best possible experience at EverBank Field. And this goal is just as important for fans who attend other events at EverBank Field, including the Florida-Georgia game and the Gator Bowl. If we just look over the course of the next 30 days, we have the U.S. National Women's Team coming to EverBank Field. We have an MLS exhibition game. We have a college lacrosse tournament. And we have the annual Monster Truck event, all within the next 30 days, bringing thousands and thousands of people and their economic impact to this community. From customer service to the game day presentation, we have to insist on the best for every fan. To that end, now is a good time to talk about what we must do to improve the game day experience at EverBank Field. It is absolutely critical to our long-term success in Jacksonville that fans have the best possible experience when they spend their hard-earned money to visit EverBank Field. Keeping EverBank Field well-maintained and up-to-date is one of our most important goals. From infrastructure improvements that many fans do not notice to higher profile improvements like to improve cell service, sound systems, and the scoreboards, we cannot afford to fall behind. Today's fans demand more, and if we do not meet their needs, it will negatively impact the number of tickets we sell, and as such, the financial underpinning of the franchise here in Jacksonville. Fans want high quality, real-time access to multiple replays, out-of-town game action, fantasy football stats, and much more. The scoreboards are how we deliver this content, and unfortunately, our current scoreboards are both undersized and lacking current technology. We're working to address this issue, and while we have a lot of work to complete before coming up with a solution, I thought I would share with you our current thinking. This chart illustrates the size of scoreboards in NFL stadiums. As you can see in gold, we're very near the bottom. What's interesting to note is that at the bottom of this chart, we are joined with the NFL teams that have recently or are currently dealing with major stadium issues. This next slide shows what is possible compared to our current scoreboards. A dramatic difference, and one that will represent a game change in terms of the fan experience at Everbank Field. This change would go a long way to not only strengthen the Jaguars in Jacksonville, but just as importantly, the many events that come to Everbank Field and pump millions of dollars into this community. Events that have predated the Jaguars' arrival in 1995 and are just as important to the football fabric of this community as the NFL is. Why can't we embrace a vision to be the best, to make Everbank Field a true destination and make a bold statement on behalf of this community and our favorite public gathering spot? If you look at many of the new stadiums that have been built, and one of the best examples is Cowboy Stadium, and it's a magnificent facility. And one of the things, if not the first thing people talk about with Cowboy Stadium, are the video boards. Now, I can tell you, having had some experience with building billion-dollar-plus stadiums, while the Cowboys spent a lot of money on their video boards, it was a relatively small amount of the total money they invested. But it's the investment that can make the biggest difference right away, and that's why we really believe taking Everbank Field to the lead in the National Football League, and in fact all stadiums in this country, will finally give us something where we're the best. And it will be a distinctive part of this facility that not only benefits our fans, but it'll be something people want to see, and it'll become a destination, much like Cowboy Stadium has. I'd like to take a moment to touch on our game October 27th versus the San Francisco 49ers in London. Much has been said about our ambition to see the Jaguars and the community of Jacksonville raise their profile on the global sports, business, and tourism stage. What's also important is to recognize the positive impact this game has on our ability to generate revenue for this franchise. As you may have heard Commissioner Goodell announce on Friday, all tickets made available to the public for our London game later this year, have been sold out. But before I go on, let me assure you that a variety of ticket and travel packages are still available to Jaguar fans through the Jaguars ticket office. But the sold-out game in London is extremely good news for our fans in Jacksonville, because Wembley Stadium's greater seating capacity, coupled with ticket prices that are 44% higher than here in Jacksonville, helps us realize a critical revenue stream that wasn't available to us in the past. Soon we will be hiring, hopefully before the end of the month, a full-time Jaguar sales executive in London to lead our sponsorship sales in the UK. And that's noteworthy because our commitment to the NFL for 4 years in London permits us to be the first franchise in the NFL to sell and share in local market sponsorship dollars in the United Kingdom. The opportunity to generate these dollars from the UK is important to achieving our goal of maximizing our revenues, and for that we must thank everybody in Jacksonville, business leaders, public officials, and our fans for thoroughly supporting our international vision. We expect that the rewards will be many. By the way, I'd like to welcome back Jackson DeVille, members of the Roar, and Pride of the Jaguars member Fred Taylor, who were all in London last weekend to represent the Jaguars as part of various NFL activities around the Super Bowl. In addition, Mark Brunel was in the UK last month on behalf of the Jaguars. And before the NFL draft, we plan to formally christen our new UK fan club named the Union Jacks, which already has 3,700 members. One of our first orders of business will be to discuss pronunciation. We say Jaguars. They say Jaguars. Gus likes Jaguars. But if that's the least of our problems, if that's the most of our problems, we have no problems. Finally, I'd like to conclude my portion of the afternoon with a word about the Jaguars Foundation. We were proud in 2012 to continue the legacy of the team's commitment to the community by awarding more than $1.25 million in grants to programs serving children and families in Northeast Florida and Southern Georgia. We also invested in List Jacksonville to make substantial improvements in inner city neighborhoods and JAC's 2025 to create a united community plan to secure a better future for all of our citizens. We enjoyed a milestone moment for the foundation last year when we adopted Andrew Jackson High School, and the foundation will continue to expand its scholarship programs through UNF, Florida State College at Jacksonville, and the Jacksonville Public Education Fund. Finally, in recognition of our military families, the foundation made a $1 million multi-year commitment in partnership with the City of Jacksonville to help support our troops who are completing their service and transitioning to civilian life. Consistent with our comprehensive rebranding and the inspiration we draw from our military community, the Jaguar Foundation will enter 2013 with a new logo, the Jaguars ribbon seen here. Whenever you see the ribbon, you'll immediately know the Jaguars Foundation is at work, servicing our servicemen and women, the youth of our region, and causes that will make a difference for all citizens of Jaguars Nation. With that, I'd like to ask Shad to return to the podium to share a few more words. Shad.
Oh, I'm biased, but wasn't that a great presentation? Wow. Thank you, Mark. So, as I mentioned earlier, I'm excited to have two remarkably capable young men overseeing the future of the Jacksonville Jaguars on the football side. Mark just delivered a very, very comprehensive report from the business side, and I think this is a good time for me to request David Caldwell maybe to come up here, David, and say a few words on behalf of the football side. So thanks.
Well, I think today is a perfect example why my family and I decided to make Jacksonville our forever home here. Shad's vision to lead a dynamic, forward-thinking franchise and to refuse to accept mediocrity is the vision that both Gus and I have, and our vision of continuous improvement, not only on the football field, but on the business development side, and obviously, as you see here with our logo today. I think it's important for us, not only as an organization, but a community, to march forward as one, not only into opposing stadiums, but across the world as we take our trek to London and play overseas. So with that being said, I'd like to bring up Gus, the leader of our football team here, and he can expound a little bit on our vision too.
Well, I don't have much to say Well, I guess I do. Now, this is an exciting time. You know, I know you've heard that word quite a bit today, but it's really been a whirlwind. And to see the new logo, and it kind of brings back memories to what happened in Seattle last year, because we went through this whole process. And I think the players really bought into it. And Jacksonville's always had a strong logo, but this one right here, there's without a doubt, this has made it even better. And we're excited about that. It's, you know, I think when I went through the interview process, we talked about, you know, the proud and bold and committed, that aspect, maybe not in those words, but I felt it more than anything. And I felt it through Shad and the whole organization and the community. And I think this logo really represents that. And I know as an organization, as a team, we're excited about those possibilities. So I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks, David. Gus, this concludes our presentation, but first a few housekeeping items. Following a brief photo opportunity, all of us will be available for follow-up questions, and we invite you to stay and be our guests for appetizers and beverages when we get done here. With that, I'd like to thank Shad for the opportunity and confidence in his team on both sides of the organization, business and football, to break new ground and accomplish some amazing things for this franchise and the community. And I know I speak on behalf of everyone in our organization in thanking our partners, sponsors, and fans support us, motivate us, and will stand united with us in 2013 and beyond. Thank you very much.
There you have it. The thoughts from Shad Khan, Mark Lamping, Gus Bradley, Dave Caldwell in there as well at the very end. Boy, that was a lot today to digest. New logo, new lettering, scoreboard concepts, new seating options, you name it. A lot going on here in Jacksonville over the next couple of months. Stand United, the new slogan for the coming season. Proud, bold, committed. All words and thoughts that went into the design of that. And we'll hear from Mark Lamping coming up live here in just a moment. They're going through the official photos up at the front as we speak. A large crowd gathered here in the West Touchdown Club here at Everbank Field today. The media getting up as close as they can to the four in front of the new logo. And we will hear from Lamping coming up before the rest of the media. So stay with us right here on Jaguars.com. We'll have the president of the Jaguars to explain a little more detail some of the ticketing options. That was a big part of the presentation today. He said 80% of the season tickets will not have an increase. They'll stay the same price. The average overall will be 2% higher next year than 2012. 17% will increase in high demand sections. And again, we'll get a little more clarity on that from Lamping when he gets over here. It was a packed house today, shoulder to shoulder in here in the back, standing room only here at Everbank Field today. This is actually the largest of the press conferences we've had with Caldwell and then Gus Bradley, of course. But now with the new initiatives, the new logo, the new everything here, this has been certainly the largest of the showings here at Everbank Field today. We are joined by the president of the Jaguars, Mark Lamping.
KP, what's up?
How are you doing?
Good.
Busy day. This is a lot going on today, and you got to be very proud.
Well, it's been a busy year for all of us in the Jaguars organization, and you know, today was a little bit of a culmination of a lot of work that's been going on behind the scenes. It outlines a bit of what our challenges are, but more importantly, you know, the fact we're committed to deal with those challenges and do it very quickly.
You were very honest about some of the challenges in terms of ticketing, you know, that it wasn't quite what you expected in certain areas a season ago. But some of the changes, talk about some of the changes on the season ticket side.
Yeah, well, first, you know, I couldn't have been more pleased with the number of tickets we sold this year. You know, our fans were extraordinary. And if this organization had performed on the field the same way our fans performed off the field, we would have been in New Orleans last weekend, okay? But we do, you know, we need to make sure our tickets remain affordable, but at the same time, we need to make sure that we generate the revenue necessary
to be financially structured in a way that we're stable here in Jacksonville. So, you know, most of our season ticket prices next year will not increase. 80% of our tickets will remain the same. 3% of our seats will actually go down in price. And then 17% will experience some type of increase. And those 17% of our seats are the seats that are in the greatest demand. And most of them have not had an increase since 2008.
Mark Lamping, the president of the Jaguars, with us live on Jaguars.com. Okay, the logo and the lettering. There's a long process that goes into a new brand, and that's essentially what was unrolled today. When did that process start?
It started right after Shad acquired the team. And, you know, the process was just beginning when I arrived in the third week of February. And, you know, we received wonderful support from the marketing staff at the National Football League. They did an unbelievable job of steering us through the process. Our partner at Nike was also involved as we went through. And, you know, we're so excited to be able to reveal the logo today. And, you know, stay tuned for more developments in the future.
You also announced a number of town hall meetings coming up over the next few weeks, from February 25th to March 12th, six different events around a community, and that should be a nice outlet for some fans to get some feedback, right?
Well, it should be, and, you know, we need to listen more than we talk. We did a lot of talking today. Now we need to do a lot of listening. And we also want to make it easy for our fans. So, you know, our fans make the effort to come to Everbank Field whenever we have a home game, and there's no reason why we can't go out into the community. So, you know, we're having meetings throughout the entire region to make it easy for fans to participate. Everybody's busy.
Finally, the London game. Sold out publicly in England, but what are some of the options, or is it too early to announce some of the options?
No, we have tickets available. The National Football League has done a great job of working hand-in-hand with us to make sure that Jaguars fans' needs are met. We've already had a couple mailings that have gone to season ticket holders. There's also travel packages still available through the NFL and NFL Experience, and not only packages that include airfare, but there's also a ground-only package, and we will have tickets only available for our fans. So if any of our fans want to go, and we certainly hope they go in great numbers, they don't have to worry about getting tickets. They can come through the Jaguars to do that.
Mark, great presentation today. Right. Thank you
Thanks,
for your time.
JP.
Mark Lamping, the president of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that will do it today from the West Touchdown Club at Everbank Field.